This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It has been just absolutely devastating processing such a great loss in Bob Rivers.
Devastating is I was just texting with Spike, who did the show with Bob, and that was the word that he used, and I 1,000% agree. I think, you know, we knew that Bob wasn't feeling good and battling cancer, but it's still, there's never a time where you expect to get this news.
Now, personally, over the years, I got to meet him, you know, a handful of times here and there, but there are people that actually got to work with him in the same building as him who were inspired by him every single day. And one of those people is my husband, Brad Cash. Brad?
Yes?
Hi. Thank you for, you know, just sitting and chatting with us for a couple of minutes about Bob. I know that he was a huge mentor for you and somebody you take into the studio every day for your radio show.
Well, I think there's probably radio stations all across the country that are going to pay tribute to Bob and, you know, a National Radio Hall of Famer. And to think that I got to watch him up close every day, how can that not sink in and be valuable the rest of, you know, anytime you step foot in a radio studio, it's hard not to think about something you learned from Bob along the way.
Well, Brad, first, I'm so sorry that this is going on. I'm sure that you're just devastated, and my thoughts go out to you. When you think of Bob, what's that big takeaway? Like, you spent so much time with him. Like, what's that one thing that, you know, still to this day you hold near and dear to your heart?
I think the fact that he knew how to get the most out of the people around him, and that he was so generous with the platform of the microphone that, you know, it didn't matter. He didn't have to be the one with the funny joke or the big joke to close the segment or something. He knew that Spike could do it. He knew that maybe Downtown Joe had the one to do it, or maybe it was a listener or even somebody from the hallway that if it was funny, she would put it on the air, and he didn't have to be the guy that said it. And I thought that kind of sharing of the love, and I think that's why people gravitated to him, because they felt comfortable around him.
And Brad, I know over the years you got to participate in some of the, you know, Twisted Tunes that so many people just love. I mean, when we're out doing anything that we do, people bring up Twisted Tunes all the time. What were some of your favorite memories of writing and producing those with Bob?
Well, I remember the first Christmas album that I got to witness and be part of. They were recording it in Bob's house up in North Bend in his in-home studio, and it's in the middle of July. It's like 95 degrees outside, but they'd set the studio up with Christmas theme stuff to kind of get you in the mood to think about it. And you know, those Christmas songs are staples and will be for the rest of time. How fast he got it turned around and stuff. He had a group of musicians that would, from local music stores, American Music and different things, and they would edit it up to like a 2-minute thing, how long they wanted it, and I would run those cassettes over to the different musicians, and they would learn it real quick, and they'd have it on the air in a matter of a day or two. It was amazing how fast the process went.
And I remember my chats with Bob, always what would blow my mind, just being such a music nerd, and him talking about, hey, I had to get this microphone that was used by this thing so it could replicate the exact sound that we, and get this instrument to make sure that these twisted tunes, these song parodies, were true to the original.
Oh, they were just, it was so spot on, and the musicianship, and then the writing was incredible. But when you take the writing and pair that with the skill and the talent to really pull them off, he really did have a cast of people that that knew what they were doing, and some of those things are just, like you said, funny to this day, and some of them are 30 years old.
Do you have a favorite of the Twisted Tunes, or a couple favorites? Like, what would you put on, like, if you were making, like, a mixtape of Bob Rivers' Twisted Tunes, what would you make sure absolutely had to be on it?
I always thought one from a one-hit wonder from Joan Osborne. It was What If God Was One of Us, and he did What If God Smoked Cannabis.
Yes.
And that was, at the time, before it was legal, that was pretty darn funny and pretty controversial. So I love that. Stuff, TNT by AC/DC done to PMS was very funny. You know, I mean, he could address subject matters like that and still get away with it. Yeah. And make it funny. Great stuff all the way down.
Well, Brad, thanks for sharing some of your favorite moments and memories of Bob, and our heart goes out to you. I know you tell me every single day how much, you know, he meant to you, and that you give your radio career so much of the credit to Bob, and it's great to be able to pay tribute to him today.
Well, thank you, and you saw the stuff I found at home, all those twisted radio air checks and stuff, and backstage passes and things. I kept those because those are special to me, and Bob will always be special to me and to all the KISW listeners.
Brett, still to this day, we'll sometimes just get random text messages. Like, if we're doing like one of those like fun interactions with a celebrity or fun moments, whatever it may be, and there'll sometimes be a text from a listener that said, oh, I got a backstage pass and got to go to Bob Rivers and sit in the studio and watch it, and I'm always get a big smile on my face that they had such a lasting impression on the Seattle radio listening community.
Oh, and the fact that he just got tangled into every little story and stuff when the Barefoot Bandit was doing his thing. He ended up stealing Bob's plane. Now, I mean, how does that happen? It only happens to Bob.
And Bob didn't really want to talk about that, which I thought was so crazy because I was like, that's such an epic story.
Yeah, epic story.
Well, thank you, Brad. I love you so much. And we're sending lots of love to you and Bob's family and his friends and all the fans out there that are missing him today.
Thank you, and rightfully so. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, guys.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.